It's a somber day, a chance to reflect on the almost 3,000 people who died 18 years ago. But there's also a duality to the day in the fact that life is continuing as normal. Here in New York, it's been another busy morning rush hour, with New Yorkers showing that resilience, they say, as a way to remember the dead by carrying on as usual. Meanwhile, those commemorative events are taking place across the country, President Trump marking the event at the Pentagon, where several hundred people died, while the big event takes place in New York at the site where the Twin Towers fell, with the names of all the people who died being read out over the course of several hours.